So back to Sinbad the Sailor. He shows up in the classic Arabian Nights, or 1001 Nights. It's said that Sinbad's stories draw on real accounts of early sailors on the Indian Ocean. So the Indian Ocean is our answer. Here's a quick sample from Sinbad's first voyage.
After about 7 days sailing, we saw a small, sunny island. We dropped anchor, and I made my way alone in a wooden tub of a small boat to the island to collect herbs. As I was unsuspectingly plucking the best ones, the captain suddenly shouted to me from the deck, "Sinbad, your life is in danger. Return to the ship as fast as you can. This is not an island, but a colossal fish." At that very moment, the monster sprang up out of the water. It thundered and hissed. The waves crashed. I was thrown up together with the wooden tub and sent flying into the billows.
Sinbad is just one of a cast of characters, Aladdin, Ali Baba, and the 40 Thieves, to name a few. Their collected stories make Arabian Nights one of the all-time favorite collections of folk tales. But a new edition just published in Egypt has rankled a conservative group called Lawyers Without Shackles. They're calling for Arabian Nights to be banned. They say the book is obscene and amounts to a call to vice and sin. Nonsense, says Egyptian author Ala Al-Aswani.
The Arabian Nights is one of the classics. There are some erotic scenes with some description of the human body. It's been tolerated for centuries. Now they have discovered this is an impolite book. After 10 centuries, it's a bit late.
The Egyptian Writers Union says the lawyers group is behaving like the Taliban. The debate doesn't seem to be hurting sales. In fact, the latest print edition in Egypt quickly sold out. So for now, Sinbad continues to tell his tales.
Sun lo, khabon ke piche ja ke kuch bhi hai bana nahi, mere yaar sun lo.